The guy on the phone to do a second date update today scored a date with probably one of the hardest people to get a date with.
Ooh.
Really?
You know, one of the hardest professions. They're used to telling guys no all the time. And you always dream about getting a date with them, but it never works out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about your local state senator.
Oh, then
those women
are on the same page.
Constantly turning dates down. The male senators, they're easy to get a date with. Like, they just send you random messages on Twitter all the time. You have to turn them down. But the female senators, really tough to get a date with. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
It is tough to score a date with a female bartender.
It sure is.
Because they're used to just drunk dudes hitting on them all night long, and somehow he did it. His name is Tom.
Wow.
He's on the phone right now. Tom, I bow down to you. Good job, sir.
Thank you.
Did you actually hit on her inside her own bar?
You know, I did, but not probably in the way that you think. I wasn't gross about it. I didn't want to be gross about it.
Okay. Oh, because I thought for sure you just pulled down your pants and said, you want some of this?
That doesn't usually work for me.
No. I've gotten kicked out of a few bars doing that.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm glad you didn't go that route. So how did you do it? Because I'm sure there's a lot of guys wondering. I know I've tried to hit on a few bartenders and always gotten turned down.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I had the fear in me that I was just going to get shot down. So, and I guess this is the embarrassing part. I was like, let's Google how you hit on a bartender. And there's a million articles.
Right.
Really? I don't know why that shocks me.
There's so many. And the thing is, it's sort of like pretty common sense school, which is like, don't treat her like she's a bartender, just treat her like she's a human being. And how do you interact with human beings? You like find commonality and you actually talk to them like a person.
Oh, so just like you're hitting like you're hitting on a regular person.
Yeah.
Weird.
Huh.
Interesting.
And you know, that sort of idea of like, I'm not hitting on you because you're hot. I'm hitting on you because I think you're interesting. We might have something in common.
Oh, right.
Well, again, now Jubal's out.
I'm so confused.
He's so out. This is never going to work for him.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Heather.
Heather. All right. And did you stay there until closing time? How did you?
I absolutely did. I mean, I stayed there as long as I could
because
I didn't want to like be like, so what's up, you know, when she's trying to do her job.
Right.
So
you wait till she's done and then she's walking out to her car and you're standing by her car.
No.
No, that doesn't quite. No.
I just don't know how you did it.
Yeah, I think you need to give up on guessing.
It was a slow night, you know, which really helped. And I was there with friends, so it wasn't like I was just there by myself.
Good.
And then finally, when it was like we were all leaving and they were starting to put the chairs up, I was like, look, I know you get hit on all the time, and I don't want to be a creep, and I want to keep coming into this bar. And I don't want it to be weird, but I'd love to go out sometime. I'd love to have a drink or have dinner or something. And is that something you'd be interested in?
Huh.
You just sort of like, you know, like put all my cards on the table.
Man, my heart just melted. That's the nicest thing I've ever heard. No wonder she agreed to a date with you.
And she was like, yeah, sure thing.
Cool. Yeah.
What did you guys do when you went out?
So we just went out to dinner. And we chatted, like, it was really great, actually. It was very easy. None of it felt like, what am I going to do or what am I going to talk about? It was all just very easy. And that felt great. That's usually not the case when it comes to going on a date. You know, usually I have to invent worlds of interesting things to talk about, and I feel, like, super, I don't know, self-conscious. And I didn't feel any of that, so it was awesome.
How did you guys end things?
Well, we went back to her place and continued talking, had another drink, and did a little make out on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, so that was awesome. And actually her roommates came home like sort of in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And that was super awkward.
And they're bartenders too, and they all joined in.
This fantasy gets
oh
better
my
and
God.
Better.
That would have been great. No, that didn't.
Oh, damn.
But no, that didn't happen. We just sort of stood up awkwardly. I mean, we were, like, there was no clothing off. Like, we weren't at that point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
just sort of uncomfortable, but also kind of funny. But that was a pretty good segue to the end of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, my roommates are home. Like, I should hang out. And I was like, yeah. But then as she walked me out, we kissed again. So I was like, okay. I felt like if we lost any momentum, we sort of got it back in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, that's great.
Right, so, I mean, it sounds really sweet, to be honest with you.
It felt pretty great, to be honest with you.
So why do you think she's not calling back now?
I have no idea, and it's kind of making me crazy.
Are you showing up to the bar every day and just silently staring at her the whole time?
No, I haven't been back to the bar, just for other reasons, just because I've been too busy at work. But I also didn't want to, like, show up and be like, hey...
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Like, I didn't want to mess up my relationship to that bar either. And so now I'm worried, like, I don't know how many things I've messed up or if I've messed up anything. Like, she's a super cool person. Like, maybe she's just going out with somebody else.
Okay.
You know, and it could be totally fine. It's the not knowing part. It's really hard.
How long has it been?
It's been a little bit over a week.
Okay.
You sound so normal and nice and respectful.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
I feel like there's something that we're not getting.
Like, wrong with it?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hold on.